Took a DNA test. I'm 100% that prick. Oh, we're live. Hi, welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Chemda, how you doing?
Oh, I really thought that you just found out you were 100% white and was singing about it. And I was like, this is an interesting beginning to our show. Hi.
I just saw that there's commercials. Commercials came out for this new movie, Lost City, with Sandra Bullock. And it says 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
100% good?
Yeah, 100% good. It's the Casablanca is 99%. This movie is the perfect movie.
Wow.
Then the movie actually went into theaters, and it's low 70% now. So before anybody could see it or judge it, it's automatically 100%. I think this should be illegal.
I think that's a right? solid platform for your presidential candidacy.
Thank you.
And I think people will be very interested in this.
Thank yes. you. It'd be my side project to my girlfriend being president of the United States, which is very possible, people, to have a female president or other.
Oh, boy. This is the kind of energy we're working with today. All right. Sounds like you had your athletic greens.
I'm set. Today's guests. My God. It's Allison Clayton. Hello, Allie Clayton.
Hi.
Allie, of course, has been on Vice, SiriusXM, Stand Up NBC, and she's fantastic. Also joining us from The Fields in Pendleton on Netflix, Ever Maynard. Hello, Ever.
Hi.
Hi.
Ever, you can tell Keith how to say your name.
What'd I say wrong?
All of it. What if it was like, it's Amanda? It's pronounced Amanda. No, it's Ever Maynard. But what? Everybody goes, Maynard. Everybody, my whole life, I hate it.
Did I say Maynard right now? Because I'll start the whole fucking thing over.
Don't start it again.
All right. What a cool name Ever is, though, right?
Thank you.
Am I wrong?
My dad's very cool dad.
All right.
Very fun, very cool.
Now,
dad.
The two of them do a podcast, and it's called Yo Gay.
Exactly.
And you talk
with
about
the question mark.
You talk about gay things. You talk about Southern culture. Allie, we just had Melody, your girlfriend, on the other day.
And I've heard of her.
She does a podcast. Did you guys ever think like, hey, it's better this way? I'll get my own partner. You get your own partner.
Oh, yeah. Like, for Melody was, for a while, like, wanted to produce Y'all Gay. And we were, Ever and I were like, nope.
Too close to home.
Because I know Melody.
Too close to home.
So Allie, Melody, and I all knew each other in Chicago. And Melody and I, at one point, lived together.
Okay.
So it's almost, it's too close. It's too close. It's too close to home. It's like, you know, it'd be like having a momager.
It's literally in your home. Like, well, from your home to your home. Yeah. I mean, Allie now, but yeah. And you got to be able to fire someone.
It's like kind of one of the reasons we don't want to do like couple therapy from our house. Like I'm like, this needs to be a safe space.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I thought you were going to say that's why we don't want to do couples therapy with each other. We do it with our podcast co-hosts and then we bring the information back home.
Ever and I don't need couples therapy. We're doing great. Melody and I might. I'm just kidding.
Honestly, if my next partner is like, can we do relationship therapy, I would come on the spot. I know that's like a cheap joke, but I'm like, yes, let's build this foundation. I mean, you know, I'm turning into the Simpson trope of a lesbian, you know, like back in the 90s or the 2000s, like they had anyways, whatever. But I love it, Allie. Are y'all really going to do that?
Yeah, we've thought about it.
I think that's great. I think that's very healthy.
Yeah.
Have you always been into therapy or like what would your exes say about you?
They would say I'm very calm, very patient, and giving.
Spoken to for like 5 minutes. Calm.
Like in a relationship. If were to hit the fan, you know, I have very like mayoral camp counselor energy.
Because Ever, just behind the scenes, super quick, Ever yelled at Keith like 5 times during a 3-minute mic check. Yeah.
Okay. What's wrong, Keith? You upset by it?
I love it.
I love
qualities of all kinds.
Yeah.
How's
what
date?
What was your partner?
What's that? Ever? What's my partner?
What would your partner say about you?
About me, that I'm gay. And I was listening to your podcast, and I don't know if I knew this or, but I can't say I'm surprised. Yeah, they'd say I'm fantastic. but Allie's one of these big cat people. Like, you see Tiger King? Allie had fucking snow leopards, big cats, mini horses, medium skunks. She had everything, right?
I did.
Is anything, would you watch Tiger King and be like, oh, get extra into it?
I did. And then Bubs, my brother, who we recently interviewed about all the exotics, pointed out that the guy we got our first big cat from, our lion, TT, the guy we got it from is in like the first like 30 seconds of Tiger King.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sorry, your brother Bubs?
Yeah, Bubs.
Oh.
You don't know Bubs?
That's what I call my brother. I call him Bubs.
I would like to point out that this is something that I've observed while we were recording and also on all the posts. Y'all call them exotics. Right. And I know it's for exotic pets, but there's just something I've never heard, like, oh yeah, the exotics.
Oh, you like, think like you're thinking of like a monkey on a pole? Doing like a pole dance?
Yeah, a horny little monkey. That's me right now.
But in this, in Tiger,
for the listeners, I've been shirtless in overalls for most of the morning today. That's the energy I'm bringing. I'm wearing a shirt now.
In Tiger King, you'd see these people, they touch a big cat, you know, a tiger. Or they ejaculate all over the place. They leave their family. They would do whatever it takes. I'm telling you, I don't know if you saw this show. Yeah.
They ejaculate all over
the place? I didn't see. Yeah. What was the ejaculation?
Who's ejaculating?
Did you stay till after the credits? They show you a little extra. People hold one of these cats and it's over. They will do anything to touch it again. Is that true?
I was just imagining that? Like a bunch of men standing around masturbating onto a tiger. And I was just like, I did not see that part.
No, they love it. They love it. I mean, there's got to be, is there pictures of Bubs, you know, naked with your leopards? Probably, right?
There is a shirtless photo of Bubs with the snow leopard.
Oh my God. What's so amazing? Is it that they could kill you? Because my puppy could have killed me if it wanted to. Is that why people love these cats? Like, it's so fucking dangerous.
I really don't know. I mean, part of me thought for a long time that like my daddy and my mama just grew up so very poor that once my dad like hit it big as a lawyer, like he didn't want his children to ever like hear no, I guess, because everything he asked for, he heard no. So I feel like when we went to him, we're like, can we have a monkey? He's like, hell yeah, you can. And
oh shit, that's so like, dangerous. We get to see what happens when you say yes to kids all the time. You get a giraffe.
You get
You got a pony. Did you get a unicorn? Did they try to pass something off as a unicorn?
No, he would have stuck a dildo on a horse's head or something for me if I had asked for one, probably.
And would people come to your place and play with these animals and the miniature horses, or would you go around and tour?
Well, we did. So I was really little when we bred and sold miniature horses and donkeys, and daddy would take them. I mean, we had all these horse trailers and he would take the minis, like a few different minis around all over and show them. And like they come out, you know, like measure their legs and stuff. Like, 27 inches.
Too tall.
How are we all in the same country?
Right.
Like, how is where you grew up the same country as where I grew up? That is bananas. Wait, are y'all both from New York?
I am. Keith is from the country. He's from Pennsylvania. But you didn't get to see horses and things like that, although your next door neighbors were farmers.
Yeah, but that, it's the cows. It's the regular boring shit. I wasn't country like Allie. I feel like I'm appropriating if I say I'm country when Allie's around, right?
Well, Ever's country in like a whole different way. Ever was like
redneck.
Redneck.
Christian crawdads barefoot. Feral country. You know, you get a gun, you shoot a road sign. I wouldn't right. want to shoot an animal. My mom's dad would put us on the back of a cow, like a heifer, to see if we could ride it. And of course we couldn't, we fell off. I've never told Allie that, but yeah.
You never told me you fell off a heifer.
Yeah, I fell off a heifer. And he thought it would be funny.
That's just their dating life.
Oh, no.
Just fell off her. did what I had to do. And then, we would shoot like water moccasins out of a stock tank so we could clean it.
What are water moccasins?
Very dangerous.
Dangerous. They're one of the top venomous snakes in the world.
Because you're shooting at snakes?
And they sleep with their mouth open. So if you step on them, they can go... They're one of the very few snakes that sleeps.
Family down. Keeps a shotgun by the door because there's so many rattlesnakes in Texas where they're from.
So the city's safer, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
So we'll shoot snakes. I'll shoot a snake.
Can you shoot a snake, though? Don't they? They're slithering away sideways and quickly.
You can get them.
You got to lead them nice. Them.
Can we honestly please title this show "You Can Get 'Em"?
Right.
I think the most aroused I've ever heard my mom was when she called me. So there's like a rattlesnake that a couple summers ago that was very evasive, and so it'd been giving some trouble. Like they found it; it slithered under the porch. They could hear it. She called me like a couple nights after the initial contact with the rattlesnake and was like, "Oh, Ever, your daddy shot that snake. He just shot that rattlesnake first shot." And I was like, like, don't, like, just, you could just hear it in her throat and her voice.
And he shot it real good.
Pop that snake's head right off. And I was like, okay.
How many shots does it usually take you to kill the snake?
I mean,
I can't believe I just asked that.
It's like, or you take a hoe, like a garden hoe or a shovel, and you chop their heads off.
Oh, my.
But you got to be careful because the snake can still bite you if the head is.
Stomp it.
Kind of like the chicken. When you cut the chicken's head off, it still walks around.
Where do you live now?
Los Angeles.
Do you miss it?
Snakes?
There's more snakes there, it turns out.
Yeah. You know. Have you seen the lesbians out here? Tons of snakes. that's too much of a deep cut. I tried to start a meme account called Lesbian Snakes at the beginning. Remember the beginning of the pandemic? Everyone was still like hopeful and doing sourdough stuff. I was like, meme account. And, you know, then we got deep into the pandemic and I got too depressed to keep up the meme account.
What was it? What was it about snakes?
Snakes, but that are lesbians.
Like, is there anybody
that would
dated?
Be like a pit. No, I would never do that.
That didn't catch on.
I thought the queer community would just eat it up.
But how does one participate in a snake lesbian meme?
Like, well, like I would pick out like a rattlesnake and be like, "This Libra is a Leo," or this snake is a Leo with, you know, that works at H&M, but blah blah blah, like niche snake lesbian.
You can still follow it at lesbian
snakes. Yeah,
no, it'll still have 12.
It'll have shut the fuck up. Oh, it's still up.
Yeah, it's like a nice memory to hold on to. You know.
Oh,
when you had hope.
It. Yeah.
Before
before
the show ever, you mentioned that you had top surgery very recently. How do you feel?
I don't know why I keep being so antagonistic with you.
It's the world, so you have to assume I'm bad.
So
you know.
Fun. I'm so sorry. Yes, I had top surgery 2 months ago, and I got it in Texas, which was really special because my parents could take care of me and they're very supportive people. And the surgeon who did it is incredible. And I was pretty much after that first weekend, I was not in any pain. I was actually like grocery shopping with my family and they were like, "You have to stop," because I would forget that I was still like stitched up. And you can't like reach. But then after that first month, I was fine. Like I'm at the gym now.
Like, did you already get to shoot a snake at this point?
I haven't shot a snake yet, but I am.
That's like 3 months out.
Yeah, it's 3 months out. I'm bench pressing and push-upping.
Are you really already?
Yeah, already. And I got a personal trainer to help me get jacked.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. Have you thought of that, Allie? Getting top surgery just to get rid of the hassle of tits?
That's how it works.
I like tits so much.
Oh, okay.
Ever cut theirs off, and I was like, can I have them?
Right, for paperweights or something. Just the stress balls, you know what I mean?
Keith, I love you. Yeah, I just got tired of the hassle.
You just say, I can't believe I love you?
I said, no. Yeah, honestly, no, I can't believe that came out of my mouth. But yeah, I was like, man, I like this guy.
At the end of the day, Ever doesn't, you know, take off a bra and go, oh, so relaxing, because Ever's relaxed all day long.
Yeah, I'm horny in overalls right now. As soon as this as soon as this computer screen closes, I'm back to being shirtless, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I got, you know, I'm gonna walk around my little apartment outside. I might take a walk outside without a shirt on.
Oh my god, so free.
Let the neighbors look at me. I'm gonna ask them to look at me. Portly mechanic, running around like a portly, like we said it earlier, a portly mechanic.
And now your nipples are allowed to be on Instagram. So
yes. My nipples, I don't mean to brag, but they are chef's kiss. She did. Sometimes you see people with top surgery, and like, I feel very lucky. Like they didn't sink. Sometimes it looks very concave, or sometimes the nipples don't attach, or sometimes they're like uneven. Right.
It's the same nipples. It's perfect.
Same nipples.
Good for you.
They attached perfectly, and they're symmetrical.
Do they detach? Do they have to detach it and put it back on, or they go around it?
Yeah, they detach, put it back. They're mathematically.
Tell them what you say.
Yeah. So the surgeon who did it is Dr. De Leon from the Crane Center. And they have a center in San Francisco and a center in Austin. And she pretty much exclusively does top surgeries. And sometimes they do bottom surgery. But she's very good at her job. And I was kind of nervous. My surgery was at 6 a.m. So I was checking in at like 5:30. I was sitting there and this nurse is like, do you want fentanyl? And I was like, yes, I guess. Sure. And she's
like, whatever it is. Yes. Yes.
I why are you asking? I don't know. I've never done this before.
Right.
I guess don't put in my Coke, but yeah.
Yeah. So
what's your dosage? I don't know.
I don't. Yeah. They were asking me all these questions. I was like, is this thing going to hurt? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, then of course. So I'm getting fentanyl. I'm taking it in. I've got the IV. And my OR nurse comes in and she goes, do you have any questions that you'd like me to, you know, pass on to Dr. De Leon before she comes in, just so she could be aware? And I was so nervous. I was like, yeah, can you ask her to stretch out my nipples? I just want all nipples, huge salami slices on my chest, flat chest, big old nips. And she didn't think it was funny. And I kept double downing on the joke. I was like, she's going to have to laugh. And she goes, do you want me to ask that? And I said, no. So she left. She pretty much immediately left. And like CSI Miami was on my little hospital bed TV. And I just had to like sit there in that moment of like what I had said. And then the surgeon came. And in my mind, I was like, don't you fucking do this. And she goes, so do you have any questions for me? And I was like, yeah, can you stretch out my nipples real big? And then I was like, I want fat areolas. And I couldn't stop myself from, it's totally disgusting and unprofessional and not funny. Like,
you're not nervous, like they're really going to do it? Like, hey, last minute, we were able to flatten it a little bigger.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's unprofessional as a comic.
Yeah, right. It's not fun. It wasn't funny. It was a bad bit. And then she goes, do you want that? Yeah. And I said no. And like, here's the deal, like the gown for this is almost like a overall, because the bib goes down, your breasts are out, so my tits are out, and she's got like a protractor and some markers because she's like figuring out like the incision lines and like where to place my nipples.
I would want to be asleep for that. Because I had open heart surgery and they weren't marking where they were going to cut while I was awake.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Imagine you saw that. You just see like the line get lower and bigger. And like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And you know, like you kind of remove my boob as you go into the heart, but they didn't go like, where do you want us to put it back when we're done?
Right.
Yeah. They were asking me shit like that. I was like, you are the surgeon. So here's the kicker.
Yeah.
Here's the ending of the story why they were like, do you want that? And I was like, no. I go on Instagram. So you're bundled up. I don't know. Like when you had your heart surgery, did you have to wear like a thick kind of like heart, like
no,
a wrap?
No, that's different. Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't know if that.
No, because they weren't removing my boob. They were removing a tumor.
Damn. Which,
yeah.
Shit. Okay.
Have you noticed, Allie, a difference with Ever since the top surgery? Is anything more masculine? Is anything more they? Is there a different kind of anything?
Your ignorant question has to wait.
Hold on.
Come on, Keith.
It's the kicker. Ever?
Come on. Okay, so I'm on Instagram in the waiting room because you have to take off this big binder and they have all these like sutures they have to cut. And I'm on their, the Crane Center's Instagram. They did custom heart-shaped nipples.
Nice.
Oh, do I want that? Oh my God.
I was so close to just having pecs and areolas. Like, imagine if I was like, yeah, I want it. And then I wake up. It's like, she can do it.
Yes, they have to take you seriously at that moment.
And then when I was like, heart shape. But also, could you imagine the Disney gays that are going to be like, I want like Mickey Mouse nipples, you know, like make me a Mouseketeer.
Oh, it's like a new tattoo.
Yeah, except it's nipple.
Yeah. Interesting.
I think you did. Yeah, so
your ignorant question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Resume. The ignorant question was, Allie, any difference with Ever's attitude since the top surgery?
Yeah. Allie. They're rude as fuck now.
Right?
Rude. They go around calling everybody gay.
Gay. But not in like a fun way, in a derogatory way.
And like early 90s
these
middle school bully way.
Yeah. Right.
That makes sense to me.
No, I mean, we both cry. I mean, of course, Ever cried. I cried like
I just cried before I got on here because I'm going to the beach next weekend.
Yeah, so happy.
I'm like trying to find the right way to say this. Like, there's some people that I know that will say like, oh, I'm non-binary or I'm going to get top surgery. And I'm like, oh, like, I didn't see that one coming. But like Ever, like, it's like.
No brainer. Oh,
well, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Like that makes complete sense, having known them for 12 years.
I think more than 12 years, hon.
Yeah. 2009 we met.
In the South?
In Chicago.
In Chicago. Okay.
I feel like it was before. Yeah, because I moved in 2007. Anyways,
one of you owes another person a present because you missed one anniversary. 13 years, mathematically. Didn't mean to make it weird. That's okay.
Okay, are just salami keychain.
I was like, shit, I think I'm in trouble.
Let me mention this for breast havers, if I may. Third
Go
love
ahead.
Bras. Now, sorry, Ever, this isn't for you. But
oh, is this a sponsored post?
Yes, it absolutely is.
No, I thought you were just being a creep.
Yeah, no, this is. I have to do this by law. Third love bra. Well, you know, you all know this. They would sell bras, the bra community, but only certain sizes. Third love bras went, let's do in between sizes. And this somehow changed the whole game. So now you have a bra that fits you all day, comfortably. You know, you see some of these bras.
How would you know?
I see them. I've dated
That's
women.
I was doing an ad.
I've dated women. They take the bra off and they go, fuck
you know,
yeah.
That's, yeah. Okay. You heard the sigh of relief.
Yeah.
You know. I'm so sorry. If we need to retake this promo, I will shut the fuck up.
I can talk about this all day. It doesn't bother me at all.
You know, you think I don't want to talk about bras and taking them off?
Hello.
Okay. Now we're talking.
But what if you're like comfortable the whole time? I hate to say it now because maybe Ever's like, oh, I wouldn't have done it, you know, if I can be comfortable all day. So what's done is done. This could be terrible
timing.
What's
done is done. Right. I mean, is it done? I guess I could get implants.
Well, feeling is believing. This is what I'm saying. Give your boobs the 24/7 comfort and support that you deserve. Get 20% off your purchases at thirdlove.com/KATG. That's thirdlove.com/KATG. You're welcome.
I'll probably get some for my next partner.
Right.
Or I'll say I got
20%. That really is good, though.
20%. That's right.
You said 20. I thought you said 30.
Well, I keep saying it, Allie.
30 or 20.
Well, what did you think I said, Allie?
Well, I was thinking about getting one if it was 30%.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, Allie.
But let me ask y'all this.
Yeah. Wouldn't 40 be better ever? I mean, what the fuck is happening here?
I mean, if we could get 40, that would be great. I'm haggling right now.
Who are we negotiating with? Jesus?
I'm working with car dealerships right now. I was in a car dealership for 6 hours on Thursday.
Uh-oh.
I'm not fucking kidding. So you think I'm going to settle for less than 40% right now? No. I know what I want. I know how much I want to pay monthly. And if you're not going to give it to me, I'm going to go somewhere else. Okay. Do y'all know what chastity chests are? Hope chest?
No.
Allie, did you have a hope chest?
No, so she's saying.
You know what that is?
You put your hopes and dreams in it? I don't know.
No, so this is like, maybe it's like a Texas Christian
you put
thing.
Your hopes and dreams in it.
But it's when, it's disgusting. It's very patriarchal. It's very Christian. Basically, throughout a young woman's life, her parents or grandparents or family members will give them her things to put in her hope chest, which is a big chest filled with like things she'll need when she's married, once she's given to her husband,
like an apron.
It will be apron, sheets, lingerie, you know, like basically things you will need.
Just a chest of things to make men happy.
Pretty much. And I was like, what if I got a hope chest for my next partner? I just had a stockpile of bras in it. You know, there was a bad joke in there. And like I said, I live alone. So I really thought that one was going to hit.
Are you dating?
You live alone. What's going on?
You dating?
No, I'm not dating yet.
Okay. No?
But I might. Why are you asking?
I'd like to know. I'd like to know what's out there.
I'll say this. I'm interested in meeting new people, but do I want to go on a date?
That's the hang up, right?
That's the hang up. It's like, that's a date. Mm. But, you know.
How long was your last relationship?
Like 2 years. It was like, you know, pretty nice.
It was a tough breakup.
It was rough. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't like it.
Okay.
Obviously.
Am I getting the signal to move ahead with this or?
No, I was like, I would like to give her one of these.
Oh, no. Mm. Did something bad happen?
I mean, nothing like terrible. You know, sometimes people fall out of love and they don't know why. And that's a painful feeling. And, you know, hey, it happens. You know,
what was the reason she gave you?
She didn't have one. She didn't know.
Oh, how do you? Oh, that's a hard conversation because there's no ending. How did you finish even the conversation?
We.
It's tough when there's no exit interview, right?
It's like, you know, it sucks hearing like, I love you, I care about you.
Oof.
Right.
We had.
Great. And we're back together again, I guess.
But we weren't like, you know, it wasn't like there was no sex life. You know, like sometimes you know, when a partnership's not working or you kind of go, you know, or there's like a wall up. I don't know. It was just one of those things. And I think as I grow. As an adult, you just realize some people need extra time becoming emotionally available or understanding or being, like I said, I have mayoral, when I'm in a relationship, I'm in a relationship, you know, like I have empathy and I do care for her and I know she cares for me, but hey, at the end of the day, she couldn't give me what I needed or wanted. And
we said, go get
Yeah, I was like, oh, I get. But honestly, like that, when I think about it, as fucked as it feels, it is a very kind thing. And it is a very aware thing of like, I can't give you what you need. And you know, a text good night is a nice thing. Mm. You know what I mean?
Keith, I feel like you had like a similar breakup with your wife, right? It was like,
we became friends, yeah, as opposed to lovers, yeah.
Like while they were in the relationship. So it was like, I guess we're breaking up, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't really, like, she said, you know, I think I want a divorce. And I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, if it was a bluff, I blew it, you know. But it's like, yeah, we're not fucking. We're roommates. We both think, this is my guess about her, but I think it's safe to say that we both thought, we're having problems and, you know, not really communicating well. Eventually, we'll fix it. I just don't want to do it today. And then, you know, next thing you know, nothing's there.
It could be that Keith was just so agreeable. Like, you want some coffee? Yeah. You want to break up? Yeah. Like, uh-huh. Maybe I should be aware of what the question is.
I'll do anything for you, baby. Yeah. Yeah.
I got a hope chest for you.
Yeah. Yes, and. Should we get divorced? Yes, and you can have the apartment.
Right. No, I know how to communicate better now. I use Manscaped. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Ever, first of all, this is an ad I'm doing, and the price I'll discount I give you, that's okay, the price. Okay? You know, not higher or lower. This is a fact, and it can't be changed.
Well, is there a different discount for guests?
Yeah, you get 40% of it. Okay, so I'm talking about Manscaped, and you shave your balls, and you make it nice. They have the Lawnmower 4.0. Lawnmower. That's how disgusting you guys are. Oh my God. A Lawnmower 4.0 electric trimmer to clean off any unwanted body hair. It's waterproof. It has a spotlight on it. I love the spotlight. It's like doing a show.
I thought I was going to make fun of the spotlight, but I used Xerxes Manscaped thing, and I was missing spots because I didn't have it. I was like, what is this spotlight for? And you move it, and it's like, oh, because you see these, like, you know, the little alien ones that are just like, when you miss them, it's the most embarrassing because everything's nice, and it's like, ding, 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 bonk.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah, a full view of all four lips.
I have everything.
Manscaped.
I have the Manscaped lawnmower. I have the body wash with aloe vera. I got everything.
That's nice, Keith.
Thank you. Thank you. You have tattoos or dry skin? Hit your skin with the hydrating body moisturizer spray. I have that. Oh, my God. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code KATG at manscaped.com.
That's Was 20, that 10% off, Keith?
More than that. First of all, great question. Let's double that and make it 20%.
It's not 50, like 20. Deal.
20.
I wouldn't guess 20. I would guess more than 8.
Yeah, it's more than 8. Oh, this will just be like,
I'm going to get me a plus spotlight as soon as this is over.
20% off.
I think I'm going to order it right now.
Plus free shipping. Insert the code KTG at manscaped.com. It's time to get wet and clean with your new Manscaped shower routine. You heard it here. That's right. The other day, we are talking about the very controversial subject of the NCAA swimmer who's transgender and wasn't necessarily good when he presented as a man and now is amazing presenting as a woman. What are our thoughts, Ever?
Well, I don't think the word presenting is the word to use. All right.
We're already in trouble.
I think that, you know,
what's the correct word for Keith?
I would say transitioning, right? Because this is no
transitioned,
longer
transitioned, I guess, right?
Yeah, transitioned. Yeah.
Okay.
I think
but presenting that, used to be the word. Am I right?
Is it like, presenting?
It used meaning like pre-surgery. Which I don't even know if that's a word yet, but I wasn't it presenting.
Oh,
although,
okay, I hear what you're saying now, and I apologize for being so rough on you.
Thank you.
That was my bad.
What can I say?
No, I think that, you know,
could have switched.
Mm-hmm. What
I think.
Okay,
what do you
then.
Think?
Okay.
All right.
Ever's playing chicken. You can't play chicken.
I don't know.
It's audio.
I didn't know what you were doing, Keith, because you started and then I stopped. I think that, like, look, this is a woman. Right. This is a woman. Of course, she's going to swim in a women's competition. Mm-hmm. She's taking hormones. She's having, for, we don't know what is going on with the genitalia, but more than likely having bottom surgery and having gonads removed. So the idea that she would have an edge up because she used to be a man feels gross. Like, of course, you can argue that with the other side of like, well, then there's the muscular structure and like blah, 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 blah. But then you think, well, just like if I were to start testosterone, my bones would grow differently and my muscles would develop differently.
You get thicker and bigger bones?
Yeah. But I was diagnosed, speaking of big bones, I don't know, the audience will be able to see it. I was diagnosed as big boned in the fifth grade. That's not a lie.
Oh, congrats.
Good for you.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much. Mm-hmm. I have big bones, a lot of iron in my blood. I would imagine on estrogen, you get feminine, right? Like the feminization of the hormone.
Well, it sounds like athletic competitions are going by weight and or hormones and or genitalia. So I guess if someone qualifies for those three in whatever athletic ability, then you qualify for this race or that race or whichever one you fall into, right? But all of a sudden, I'm going to tell you how athletes work. I can't tell you how athletes work, but it sounds like you're going by one or all three of those criteria.
Also, like, you lost.
Yeah, bitch. It is solid. Second place should be able to complain if they want, right? But when you're like 10th place, what are you doing?
Yeah, like you're 17th. Oh, like, okay.
I think it's just like a Christian being like, well, I don't agree with that lifestyle, like that kind of thing. It's like, oh, I'm using this sport to cover up my homophobia or my transphobia.
Well, that's what that's what's scary, for lack of a better word. You know, that's why people hesitate to talk about it. I don't want to look like I'm sounding like Chappelle over here saying, you know, about
I'm
bigger
so sorry
bones
I gave
or muscle.
You shit, man.
No, I get it.
Hey, look, I'm not a.
But hold on, we haven't heard Keith's stance. What's your stance, Keith?
Yeah, what's your stance?
Do you think she shouldn't?
I do.
Yeah, before you're nice to him, let's get real.
Yeah, let's
mad.
Hear what he thinks first.
I do think the muscle mass and the bones is different, and I do find it to be it feels like an unfair advantage. Now,
And as a white man, do you feel that you've ever gotten any of those?
That I ever got what? Unfair advantages? Right. So fuck it. It's anything goes. Good luck, women. All right. Steph writes, and I'm just saying some parts here, but it's a big, nice post on our forums. I have a transgender sibling and a 14-year-old transgender child. My child socially transitioned when they were 7 years old. I gave both my kids gender-neutral names because my sibling has a gender-neutral name, and that was very helpful in their process of being who they are. I try to be cautious when claiming I am not transphobic because I'm aware of my condition. My conditioning makes that almost impossible. There were some ideas I heard discussing on the show that strike me as possibly transphobic. The basic one is the belief that there are two types of bodies, male and female, and male bodies have penises and testicles, and female bodies have vaginas, ovaries, etc. I think I was clear about that, wasn't I? Maybe I wasn't. I think
if anything, they're talking about me because I don't know. And I think I know. And every time I think I know, it turns out I don't, because I thought it was male bodied or female bodied only because of the biological explanation of how you can get pregnant. You need a male to inseminate a female.
But what about intersex? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, so can intersex people, they can have...
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No,
I know you're an ally, Keith.
In order to have a baby, don't those things have to happen? You have to have something from the male species, whether that's like,
sperm, right?
Yeah.
To make a zygote.
Whatever sperm,
a sperm
yeah.
and an egg.
Yeah, you need a sperm and an egg. So is a sperm a male ejaculate? You know,
yeah.
Don't we have those words like male and female have to get together, or not just for sex, for like you said, the sperm and the egg. Am I still saying wrong things?
I think if you're looking at it like, hey, you have to have an embryo, you have to have an egg that's fertilized. Sure. But I would also argue that not all women would have, like, if we're talking about trans, and I, again, can't speak for it, but I think to argue that point, there is a way for trans women to carry fertilized eggs, right? And they might be able to, you know, they're able to carry a baby, I believe.
Trans women?
Yeah, they can lactate too.
What?
Hold on.
It's the estrogen.
But the baby sits within the uterus.
I misspoke on that one. I was talking, I was like, no, that doesn't make any sense. I was like, hang on.
I'm thinking
to have my mind blown. Like, if you want it bad enough.
The movie Junior. Do you remember that?
No.
I've never seen it.
Hold on. It was
Arnold Schwarzenegger was pregnant?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
No, a transgender male can
that's
they can get pregnant. Yes,
that's what
it was in
was
my mind
about.
Because of Max from the L Word on Showtime. Yes. They did that character dirty.
So apologies to the trans community out there. I did not mean to misspeak or speak on your behalf.
But that's that's the difference between sex and gender. You could be a trans male and still be a female sex. Can you not? This is what I learned from my trans husband. But this. You know, we're divorced and maybe language has changed since.
Language is always evolving.
Right. I don't know.
I will say that.
Mm-hmm. If you believe it. Go ahead.
Is this another ad?
Yeah, this is an ad now. 20% off. If you believe a trans woman is someone who is born a male and becomes a female, that is transphobic. I understand. Let me say something getting into this topic. I'm ready for the advanced level. Okay. I know that. I know that. Yeah. If you have children, do you raise them knowing that boys can have vaginas, and girls can have penises? If not, then you probably have transphobic ideas. I believe anybody can have a penis and a vagina. Come on. And that's okay. We almost all do unless we have really devoted ourselves to studying transgender issues. Well, I think I got it. I'm not an expert on the swimming situation, they say. I think medical experts and swimming experts get to decide this one. Maybe there needs to be two categories to compete in. Cisgender men, cisgender women, cisgender, transgender men, transgender women, or maybe intersex people. I don't know. I think sports competitions are really stupid, and I kind of hate them. So the whole thing seems rather ridiculous to me.
See, but that's not fair either, because people are now shitting on sports because that's not where their interest lies. That's not fair. This is somebody's whole world. Like,
yeah,
athletes...
life.
Yeah, it's a very big deal for people who want to make that happen in their life. It's also a profession, and it's okay to celebrate people who are athletically amazing, right?
Can we talk about Brittany? Is it Brittany Garnier? The WNBA athlete. I don't know if she's a point guard, is detained in Russia right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's like the best.
Right. Is she
and
is she in the
so now we have to care
community?
About sports.
The what?
Is she in the transgender community at all?
No, but we're talking about women and sports. But like, you know, again, like if this were like LeBron James, there would be more outrage and out, you know, like.
Sure. If it was Kim Kardashian also, what sports did she do? Yeah, there's a hierarchy, unfortunately. And I think we're all aware that women are not on the top of that right now.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah.
You know, so
I think Keith said the least offensive shit.
I've said
out
the
of
most
all
offensive.
Three of us.
Yeah,
so,
I've said a lot of offensive shit today. And I misspoke out of passion because I was just like,
I was like, what?
If you want a baby bad enough? Yeah.
Listen, I have not had enough sleep.
We can't take that from Keith, and we're not taking that from you.
Right.
Get some sleep.
Do you know that mental strength is the most powerful strength of all?
Is this a B12 ad?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Kabloma. Get 20% off. I don't know. It is interesting to say, hey, leave it up to, you know, these people in charge of swimming. They know best. They don't know best. They didn't know that the Olympic coach was fucking all the girls. These people don't know what's best.
Mm. Mm. Ooh, boy.
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, they're geniuses over there. Okay.
Well, I think we're talking about the doctors, right? The people who know what qualifies a body can do one thing or another. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe that's the only people who get to say here.
All of a sudden, we're like doctors.
At least that's where we should get our opinions.
I would also argue then you have conservative doctors, right? Who are extremely biased. Like, you know, and they could also sway the judgment, you know.
Yes, but are we gonna go with the Fauci of doctors, or are we gonna go with like the people who claim to have done some research?
Well, you know, these ding dongs will get their way in, you know.
Yeah.
So
only atheist doctors. Yeah. How we make it fair?
I'm into that.
To me, it's like hearing, like, if somebody told me in football that no matter what the scientists or doctors said, if they said, don't worry, we have helmet technology and these guys aren't getting hurt in the head, I'd be like, I doubt it. Mm. No, I didn't go to school for it, but I doubt it. Bulls hate the color red. I don't know a veterinarian, but I doubt it.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
I'm just saying, I doubt it.
Like, they're not really out for the athlete. So whatever. Siri, not you. I Siri what you're saying.
Right. I mean, doctors, the prescription, you know, the prescription people, they said Oxycontin is less than 1% addictive. I doubt it.
Goddamn lie.
Of course it is. You love that stuff, right, Allie? I don't know. You just seem so passionate, personally.
My mom's an opioid addict.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you super love it.
Shut the fuck up.
But it's through the medical system. It's the same thing. It's like, right, she has something. They, you know, give her hydrocodone and then
they shame her. That's going on in my family, too. And it's like, but my family member has a severed nerve in her back because of a botched hysterectomy.
Ouch.
Yeah. So, and then they've, you know, there's fentanyl, there's oxycodone. Sorry, Allie, I didn't mean to, but yeah, I hate that shit.
Yeah.
Kino writes, trans, well, I mean, we can pause transition. And take it in, you know.
Sorry, Allie.
Like, let's take it back to trans. That was an easier topic
than opioid addiction.
Trans women lose significant amounts of muscle mass, says Kino, and strength once they begin transitioning. Let's see. For example, before I started testosterone, I'm trans, born female. I lifted heavier than most cis men I knew in my life because they didn't lift at all while I trained up to 5 days a week and ate like a mother lover.
That's what I do right now.
Not to mention argument of whether trans people belong in sports ignores the existence of trans men entirely because of good old-fashioned sexism. Because a lot of transphobes don't see trans men as men, along with denying trans women of their womanhood. I hear you, but you know.
Yep.
But I'm next level. In my opinion, we must observe the sport as a physical sphere in which bodies really do matter and which competitive fairness is taken as a given. Boxing and wrestling have weight divisions. Weight divisions recognize that not all bodies are created equal. That's what they wrote. And establish a baseline of competitive fairness despite that. But you do separate. First of all, we're going to be, you know, fat phobia soon. But of course you separate the genders in boxing. I would love that. I'd love all gender boxing. Don't get me wrong. That'd be fantastic.
You love nothing more than just seeing a woman punched in the face by a man, don't you, Keith?
I think it's the other way around. I think this horny little fucker wants to see a woman man in the face being like, ooh, yeah, me next.
So what do? This person says, when I say should women be allowed in women's sports, that's the wrong question. The real question we should be asking is, how can sports maintain competitive fairness while respecting the lives and identities of all participants?
Ooh, I like that. Okay. Those are words. Those are words we could work with. Thank you.
Framed that way, the answer is not so mysterious. Don't have gender divisions, have capability divisions. Boxing and wrestling, as mentioned, already provide a model for this. Okay. Let's see. Chess, darts, billiards, cup stacking, equestrian, esports. These are all cases where the competitor's gender has no actual bearing on performance. Well, sure. You know, so same with competitive coin flipping and, you know, high card. I mean, sure.
What's high card?
Who has the highest card? You can be any gender and play that. Okay. It's on ESPN4. All right. So did we learn anything today, Kanda?
I think that we kind of know a lot of this, but we haven't figured out how to speak eloquently about it yet. And I think we're still like learning the peripherals. Like, you know, I didn't think about sports so much, but now it's here. It was peripheral for me, but it's somebody's major thing in life. So the topics will continue to be brought up and we will continue to know and not know. So yeah, we learned a little as we
learned a lot. I put my foot in my mouth a few times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who can't make babies ever? Who can't?
Who are they to say?
Who am I to say?
Okay. All right.
I already put my foot in my mouth about it. I got really upset. I was like, of course trans women can have a baby. And it's like, wait.
Hang on. It's funny because people, you know, they log into here and they just get mad at Keith's face. But I think
now they're going to get mad at my face.
No, I know you could be a woman and have a penis. I'm again, we got to jump to the advanced level. I get it all. I get it all. Ask me anything.
What is your favorite chord to play on that guitar behind you?
Women.
Women?
What? Shit, I was ready for my answer before I... All right, never mind. The other day we were talking about a guy that had a dog and he gave it to a shelter because he saw the dog was licking the ass of another dog.
In my home state of North Carolina.
That's right.
Ooh.
The dog ended up being adopted by a gay couple. So this dog's going to be very gay.
So that dog humped another man dog, and so they thought that it was probably gay.
Right.
Yeah, I think vice versa.
I've humped a lot of dicks and I'm not straight.
Right. They're just the dog's experimenting, you're saying.
Yeah.
Right. You can't assume.
Maybe the dog was also drunk for 8 years.
He's like, what was that? Here's a sweet
dog
letter.
Wakes up, another Brian.
Dear Keith and Kemda, proud Keith and the Girl VIP member for 4 years now, but attended my first Silent Trailers live show on Wednesday.
Woot woot. Congrats, woo. Keith.
That was scary. I won by one. What took me so long? This really is the greatest game show of all time. Keith, I was rooting for you in between yelling answers at my screen. Kemda, I don't even know what to say. What?
Well, neither do I sometimes.
You watching movie trailers on silent is my new favorite thing. Big Yay. Thanks to your guests who were nearly in tears over the defeat in the most funny and entertaining way. Thank you for the free ticket. Of course, if you're a VIP member, you get a ticket. When is the next game show? Because I am there. Cynthia, a proud Toronto listener. Come to when's the next Silent Show?
Cynthia,
Trailers.
Welcome to the live virtual everything. We're going to have KTG Week one more time virtually. And here is the lineup. So the next Silent Trailers is going to be on a Friday on Keith's birthday, April 15th.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank
right.
You.
So, but we start KTG Week on Thursday, April 14th. We're having movie night with Kyle Ocasio, Keith's partner, mm-hmm. and Mike Lawrence. And on Friday, Silent Trailers will post the lineup. On Saturday, excuse me, at 2 o'clock, we're playing poker and having a private chat. And at 8 o'clock, we will have a new game show, the Jackbox game show, ooh, with a few guests. And Sunday doesn't end. Sunday night, Jeopardy, where everybody can play KATG Jeopardy against Keith. Everybody, meaning you listening. So we'll post the tickets at keithandthegirl.com/tickets very, very soon. If you're VIP, we'll talk to you about the discount. Always check your VIP dashboard at keithandthegirl.com/VIP. I am so excited for these five events. Poker's going to have some incredible prizes. And we have, I think I finished booking. We have amazing guests.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
I'm very excited. Well, happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So here's what you do. You download the podcast. Yo, gay?
Yeah, yeah. Say just like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yo, like, gay? Gay?
Like what, like, what gay? People say when we go back to the South. Like, y'all gay? Y'all gay?
Well, they know y'all. They know. They'll ask you more than they ask me.
Yeah.
They're like, you're gay.
There's no an exclamation question. Point forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Melody both wear dresses. So my sister's like, who is the man? Like, nobody. That's the point.
By the way, I know that. I know that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Keith, I'm so sorry. I feel like I've just bullied you.
That's okay. Ever.
It's really fine. Keith gives everybody so much shit. This has honestly been so enjoyable for me.
Also, his favorite thing is an apology, so it's good to close up the show.
Oh, fuck you then.
Oh, what? Boy.
Okay. It gives everybody a chance to feel good. All right.
I don't think so. I'm a great partner. Fuck you.
Ali, what should people know about you specifically? Anything they need to check out or learn about? Let them know.
I mean, y'all gay. That is my big thing right now that I'm focusing on. And I'm writing, I just finished writing a movie called Titters, but we're in the process of applying to Fest and stuff right now.
Okay.
Wow, congrats.
Pretty exciting.
Huge.
Yeah. Pretty exciting.
Keep us up to date. And
if you don't subscribe to Y'all Gay, you're homophobic.
That's true. I'm on there twice.
Yeah, if you don't do it after a week of like, oh, I should really do it, you're transphobic somehow.
Sorry,
I don't know
how it works.
They'll explain it on the show. Ever, what about
and you don't have to be gay to listen. Like we talk you about don't. a lot of Southern stuff. Like, and
our next, you know, we have guests that are not gay. We have straight guests.
You talk to straight people.
Heterosexual. Heterosexual guests.
Controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Anything they should know about you, Ever? Where will you be walking without your shirt? What's this
yes,
kind of thing?
Yes. Of course, listen to Y'all Gay. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Ever, like the word, E-V-E-R, Maynard, M-A-I-N-A-R-D. I have a monthly show at the Elysian if you're in Los Angeles called What's Your Problem, Sir? It's all crowd work and storytelling. It's a lot of fun. The next show, depending on when this comes out, is April 19th.
Okay.
And then just living, laughing, loving, writing as well. Maybe we'll see if a pilot gets picked up. But, you know, this is Los Angeles, baby. I wish I had like a cigar.
Well, thank you.
But yeah.
Well, it's a very nice meeting you, Ever. Ali, always good to see you. And
lovely
that's that.
To meet y'all.
Yeah,
thank you for having us.
We'll talk to you soon.
KeithandTheGirl.com.